Hello everyone, welcome back to the Jarcast. You know, this is the final episode of the Jarcast, which is wild.
Yes.
This is the second time we're recording the intro too, because the mic cut out. But
we can't do this intro enough. Get it? Because it's
the
last. Anyways, we're going to do this Jarcast a little different. William and I are going to spend a little bit of time just reflecting on our time at ACA and our time at doing the Jarcast. And then we're going to introduce you our new host for next year. So let's get into it.
So Lulu, how has your time with Jarcast been?
I've enjoyed it. It's definitely been maybe a little bit more stressful than I was expecting, you know?
Yeah, it's been a lot of time commitment. Like, it's kind of strange to have to like communicate with teachers and get their schedules in line with ours, and sometimes thinking about the questions was difficult, I think.
Yeah. Once we had like the Instagram people, which y'all should follow us on Instagram. Once we had people on Instagram submitting questions, it like would help me think of more questions, but you didn't have access to the Instagram, so I don't know. That didn't really help you, but
yeah.
William, what are you going to miss about ACA? What have you enjoyed about being a senior? What's the most valuable lesson you've learned at ACA?
Most valuable lesson, I think. Well, you know, everyone knows ACA is a semi-difficult school. So I think that what really I learned most is that you just kind of got to work hard to achieve results. I mean, I think like a good example is the senior thesis, where you're literally working for months on end to achieve like your final project, and it feels pretty good at the end once you get done with it and you have something to be proud of. So I think working hard is the most, and I think what I'll miss from ACA the most is probably, I definitely miss like all my friends and all the people here. But from school itself, I think I'll just miss all the teachers and kind of what they had to say.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like...
What will you miss?
The community.
Yeah.
I think that's just, like, harped on so often, and, like, maybe people are getting tired of hearing it, and maybe especially, like, people who don't really experience the community, but you have to experience it to understand just how great it is and, like, how entwined it is, and how when you're walking to class in the morning, like, five people say good morning to you, and if you're in the hallways, people are like, hey, what's up, Lulu? And maybe if your name's not Lulu, they say your name.
Yeah.
And just stuff like that. So I don't know, I think it's like actually really real, and it's not like we're just saying, you know.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think you've learned from Jarcast yourself?
Scheduling.
Yeah.
Probably is the biggest thing, and then patience.
Yeah, or we have our new Jarcast host listening. You know, I see one of them grimacing.
Shall we just go ahead and introduce them?
Just do it. Let's do it.
All right. Do y'all want to introduce yourselves, or should I introduce you? I'm gonna introduce you because you're looking at me weird. We have Lucy Kirby and Jack Winfield as our new hosts.
So
say hello. Yes.
Hello.
Are you guys excited?
I'm very excited. This came about very spontaneously, but I'm all for it. I'm ready.
It did. We kind of got Jack in on it, and man brought a lot of excitement. And he was like, all right, I'll do it.
I was like, yep.
I feel like that's kind of how it happened to us, too.
Yeah.
I feel like someone...
Kiki just kind of demanded it on us, and we were like, yes.
It was the beginning of the year. Kiki's like, okay, William, you're doing the Jarcast, and I think I'm going to have Lulu do it with you. I'm like, okay.
So what are you guys plans? Anything new for the Jarcast? Are you going to keep it how it's going to be?
No.
You
going
to post every week, every other week? That's a big one. You don't have to answer that one yet. You can think about that one.
I think we're taking some of what y'all have said and some advice Lulu has given me, and we do have some ideas for hosts from Lulu, and then Jack has lots of ideas.
I have a lot of
for
ideas.
For new things. Possibly secret ideas.
No, like
no, we're not. We're sharing.
Like I was thinking a weekly raffle. Ooh. That's what we could do to maybe raise some money. Like people give us $5 and they have a chance of winning however many or however much. So we're kind of scamming the community a little bit, but something like that. And then also like 15 minutes of fame where students can come on and they can talk about whatever they want, since normally that opportunity isn't really given to them. So stuff like that. Really opening this up to more people, making it more accessible.
So nice. Would that be like every episode where you'd have someone random come on?
We'll figure that out.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot to ask. I think we got what we did to Jarcast is we kind of made it more stable, made it happen more regularly.
Yeah, yeah. More steady upload schedule.
Zelig
not
Kalen.
Not outing our previous hosts, but outing them definitely. Yeah, I think we did, again, not to out them, but I think in our first semester we did the same number they did all year, so. It's something to be proud of a little bit. They also promised every week, but again, this is a big commitment, and so I don't think going into it people are, like, quite sure.
Yeah.
So there's your warning. There's your disclaimer.
Speaking of that, do y'all have any advice for us doing the Jarcast? What were your first thoughts when you heard you were going to be taking over?
I think it's just kind of like a little nervous, like thinking about if it will be interesting or not, almost. And I think how interesting the episode is kind of really depends on who you have in the room with you. And I think that, I mean, our earlier episodes were just kind of like stale almost, where they were just kind of, I don't know.
It was like a learning curve.
Yeah.
Like, not like it was against any of the people who were on our earlier episodes, but like we were still just figuring it out, and like,
yeah, we're still kind of like almost uncomfortable with it,
right? And like, you know, like you, some of the people we did, we haven't met before, which like now if we sat down with somebody we hadn't met before, I think we'd be fine just because we're used to this. But like at first it was difficult. We were pausing in the middle and being like, do you have any questions that we can ask you, because we've ran out of questions.
We didn't get long enough.
Yeah, and so that was like a big learning curve. Make sure you write down plenty of questions. Today is not a good example of how to do this.
But we're so good now that
William and I can just bounce ideas off each other. Yeah. It's really nothing. But that obviously that's like something we've had to work on, is just like letting the conversation flow more and not being like question, like what you've lined up. Like you don't have to get to all the questions. Like in Mr. Holt's episode, I had the entire page full, and like Mr. Holt just talks and he just tells stories, and you don't really have to worry about the questions you bring. And sometimes you'll write down just a couple questions, and then the person will be like, make you think of another question.
Yes, those are the best. Guests.
Because those just seem like real conversations. It's not like scheduled.
Yeah, and they crunch up a bunch of time, so it's nice.
Yeah. When their answers are like 5 to 10 minutes long, it's perfect dark. Because
nice.
They're not, people aren't coming to listen to us. Maybe a little bit, but I don't know.
Yeah.
The stories.
Also, if you guys listening have any requests, you can DM the Jarcast on Instagram. I'm gonna pass that over to Lucy and Jack at some point, once I find the password. And also you can email us, which this for a while will just come to William and I, but we're gonna change that soon too. You can email I think it's just jarcast@atlantaclassicalacademy, and with any ideas, any people you'd like to hear from, maybe you can thank William and I don't know. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, we just want some praise.
Yeah. You can send thank you notes to my home address. Is there anything you're like nervous about for the Jarcast that we can maybe set your ease?
That you won't be as good as us.
Yeah. That's kind of an easy one.
We will see.
I guess just coming up with interesting topics and stories, and being able to engage who we're talking to and have good conversations. But I think that, again, that'll come with practice.
Yeah.
Jack's
not worried about anything.
What's the process look like to, like, ask teachers to come on the show?
I mean, usually teachers are pretty, like, they do want to come on, most teachers. I mean, sometimes...
Miss Stone yells at me until until we let her have an episode.
I mean, yeah, we had... There were some teachers actually really wanted to come on, and most... they didn't, like, ask, but I feel like we'll have teachers ask eventually to come on. But,
it's they're pretty usually easy. Excited, yeah, and so scheduling isn't that hard.
You just give them a week, and you say, when can you do this week, and then you guys kind of confer.
And I think mornings work best for everybody.
Yes.
We started mornings, and we were like, are we going to come with enough energy? Are we going to care because we're not awake or whatever? But then, like, the interesting thing is, like, it wakes you up for your first period. Like, mm-hmm. usually I'm not that awake for Betancourt's class. And then William and I walk in and we're like, what's up, guys? Like, we have energy because we've just done the jar cast, so.
Yeah.
It's nice to get you ready for that painful first period class.
Yeah.
How long y'all plan to make your jar cast?
So we'll figure out the logistics when we get there.
All right. Okay. Well, maybe think about it this summer, Jack. Not when I you won't. Get there.
Like a little bit before when you get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, y'all had a little bit of buffer. We just... It was, like, the first month of school where you're told
yeah.
that. Oh,
yeah.
You're thrown into yeah. it.
We jumped in really fast, too. We were, like, running around, and we were, like, William sent an email to Andrew and Shepson and was, like, congratulations, you get to be the first episode. And they were, like, no.
And, yeah, they were, like, we'll try to find time.
And they never found time.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were like, Dr. Farmer has a podcast and he would love to be on the Jarcast, so.
Yeah.
He has his own podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't...
He does. It's like... it's, or he's like co-hosted it.
Yeah, there's like a couple other guys on there. They have a lot more monthly listeners than we do.
Yeah, something like 4,000.
Something insane, wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Listen wow. back to that episode, everybody.
Yeah, episode 1. See how far
yeah.
we've come.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Really just change
yeah.
of podcast abilities.
Yeah, speaking of that, what was one of y'all's favorite stories
Ooh.
Or speakers?
I liked when Mr. Hawkins came in. He was talking about his time in Japan, like how he was
oh,
working
yeah.
in Japan and like being a lawyer in Japan. I thought that was really interesting
mm-hmm.
to hear.
I liked Mr. Holt and Mr. McClatchy's stories. They were both really good.
Yeah.
Part of that was just because, like, Mr. Sheps helped me with some questions, so he knew, like, insight, like, questions I would never have thought to ask. And then also for McClatchy, Mr. Sheps gave me questions from a Hillsdale professor for Mr. McClatchy.
Mm.
So, like, stuff like that, like, really helps the conversation move along. And then, like, I get to hear stories that I would never have before, like, now I'm blanking on one, like, Mr. Holt's band in college was called, like, Patches of Paisley, and, like, I would have never known that, because I didn't have him as a teacher, and he doesn't just run around saying, I used to be in a band, because if everybody did that, you'd be shocked. The number of people who were once in a band, and you probably wouldn't want to be friends with any of them.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was a story, I think it was Mr. McClatchy, where he talked about how he went into, it was like the Florida wilderness
oh,
with
yeah.
that professor, and they found this spring. Was that Mr. McClatchy?
They found like dinosaur bones. What did they find?
I think they were looking for this like old, like fabled spring or something.
Oh, it's not spring, like a...
Like a right. water.
Sorry.
Too much physics.
For everybody at home, I just made like a spring, like a slinky kind of spring. I don't know how to describe, like the spring in your pen. Not like a spring, like fresh water. So there you go. That's why we were all
made
laughing.
One.
Like
she gestured,
motioned,
yeah.
you gestured.
Oh, okay.
It's like no compression.
Oh, I thought you were just bothering
me. I thought you went home and made a spring.
That'd be
like
interesting.
Like on a wire.
Does anybody know how to make a spring? Like I feel like that's a lot harder than you would.
I feel
expect.
Like
they
that.
Wrap
like
it around.
Yeah, you
they
wrap
around
some.
A metal, like a metal coil. It's pretty
oh.
cool.
Hmm.
Nice. Is it a hot metal coil or is it just like a room temperature metal coil? Or?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Oh,
Jack, not cool.
Do your research, Jack. I have a question.
Mm.
What other activities are y'all participating in this year, next year? Jack is excited to talk about something, but I'm going to let
yes.
Lucy go first. Lucy, what do you participate in?
Okay, so I play soccer And next year I'll be doing JARCAST and I'll be in student government. I think that's
Key Club?
I'm trying to think what else. I'm not in Key Club.
Well, we need to fix that.
I think we need to fix that. yeah, Jack?
This year I'm not doing much. That's why I agreed to do the JARCAST. But next year,
you got Grill Club.
Yeah, Grill Club.
Yeah, let's JARCAST. Talk about. Can we talk about Grill Club?
Yes, we can. I would love to talk about Grill Club.
Let me tell you what you think Grill Club would be. You think you would talk about how grills work, and it would be semi-educational.
That's not what I was thinking about Grill Club at all.
No, really?
I don't think a single person.
But like, I thought, like, club should be rooted in something like.
It's educational.
Learn something, I don't know.
It's rooted in the community.
Oh.
Not all clubs have to be educational.
Yeah, I think. I mean, like, hiking club's not really educational.
Well, the hiking club isn't really real, so.
Well, Matthew's bringing that back. I talked a lot about it.
Matthew's gonna run, like, 7 clubs next year.
He's so busy.
Yeah.
I don't know how the man finds the time.
You
should do a JARCAST episode with Matthew.
I think that's a great idea.
Yes,
that would be a good one.
So, I think our first episode that we talked about, we have not talked to the people, but...
Jacob
and Isabella.
Okay.
So
they can talk about their presidential ideas and like what they're planning.
Yeah, that'd be
doing.
Good.
How did you win the election?
Yeah, like seriously, Matthew and Gabe.
Are we sure those votes were real?
Second voter fraud.
It was very close. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but it was.
I don't
know.
You should.
I will just cut it, maybe.
We might. Cut
or
it.
May leave it.
We'll
in.
Never know if I cut it, so it doesn't matter. Y'all, listen to each other. Just listen to the JARCAST, like, that you've made.
Yeah, listen to y'all's JARCAST.
Listen
that's
back,
my,
really.
That's my suggestion.
That's, yeah, that's William's advice.
That's funny. So how did Girl Club begin? Can you tell a story about that moment?
So I've been watching a lot of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives featuring
Guy
Fieri.
Oh my gosh, you're not.
Is not featuring Guy Fieri, it's Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-Ins, and
host.
Dives. Yeah.
What?
It's okay.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
He's like my idol at this point. Actually, yeah. Can I show you this real quick?
Yeah.
Wait, so you, is this a joke? Is this... Oh
okay.
My gosh. Oh my gosh.
We
Jack
might.
Thing.
He just showed us a picture and he might send it to us. It'll be on the Instagram if you want to see it. It's hard when people show us pictures. This is maybe another suggestion just to pause, Jack.
Just to put them on the Instagram.
Just to put them like new JARCAST episode and then you can swipe and see the photos we were referencing because that happens more than you would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Or we could just describe them in vivid detail.
Yeah, so Guy Fieri is sitting on a stool in a white back... No, I'm just kidding. Jack, continue with Grill Club.
And basically, I started mimicking what I was watching. So I started grilling for fun. And this turned into kind of a joke with me and my friends where I would just complain about everything and be like, I just want to grill. That's the only thing I want to do. I just want to sit back and grill. And I started doing it at a friend's house, like last year at Lucy's house, we'd grill a lot of.
We made him an apron.
Yeah, I had my own apron and everything.
What does
yeah.
your apron say?
Is it grill?
Grill
it,
daddy?
No.
They sell those everywhere as well.
Well, wasn't originally your dad's apron?
Yeah.
That you made in like kindergarten?
Yeah, we made it for him for Father's
and
Day.
They gave it to me.
Oh gosh.
So is it
I
still
don't know.
Grill
that'll be
daddy?
It did not say grill daddy. But I think that might be something I'm in the market for. It's like
a grill daddy. Yeah.
Custom
dude,
grill
that'd be,
daddy.
That'd be cool. You join the club and you get the apron.
Yes. Oh.
See,
except for
I
there
thought
has
about
to be a fee.
Having people like you can design your own apron, but that's maybe something for next year.
A little artistic.
I'm an artsy kid.
y'all should start like sound biting things. Like you know how you can like grab one little segment of something and like sound bite and put
yeah.
it in whatever you should grab. I'm a little artistic.
I did not say little.
Our intro.
I did not say. I don't think.
I kind of think you might have said little, but maybe I just made that part up.
Maybe that's you projecting.
Yeah.
but. Basically, this turned into, and then we had the talk at like the whatever the coffee house, something like that. Basically, the principals were talking about how we could do with a little bit more clubs. So I started talking
Stepped
to Mr. Rosenswag, and I was like, "Hey, what if we had a girl club?"
D Swaggy, everybody should call him D Swaggy.
D Swaggy, and he. It was a logistical nightmare trying to figure out how to get the girl on campus, but everybody jumped on board, Mr. Sheps. And Mr. Andrew were really excited about it. We got immense support, which was great. And then my mom just got me a grill for my birthday, or for Christmas, I guess.
So that's your grill on the veranda?
We donated it.
Oh, nice.
But that was the only thing like I got, I guess.
Aww. Mm.
So for the greater good.
I donated my Christmas present to the school.
Wow.
Mm.
I'm a philanthropist.
What a wholesome story. Was it in your stocking?
No, we actually, Kate, Matthew, and I went to Home Depot and we bought it. Like, imagine three high schoolers walking off
with a massive
grill. It was like $1,300, and we put it on the back of her truck. It was
1.3.
I remember this because it was like the best day of my life. And we loaded this truck on the back, and we loaded the grill on the back of the truck, and we just drive off, and everybody's looking at us funny, like, why are you guys buying a grill?
You don't understand the grill club, sir.
No, they don't. Nobody sees the vision.
Yeah.
It's okay, Jack. But I like the posters.
I love
the weekly
posters. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Most
clubs just make a poster and then like they make it for the interest meeting and then are done. Jack is like very religious on his poster.
He's committed.
He's a little artsy kid, right?
Yeah. The posters sometimes come at specific people who don't eat meat, which is my favorite thing.
Well, the last meeting of the year is next Friday. So
next Friday.
I'm
be
assuming
there or be
everybody
square.
In the school is going to be there, right?
I think seniors might be at something, but if not, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, so. The more the merrier.
Yeah, nice. Do you bring hot dogs, hamburgers?
Yeah, we got
sausage?
The whole thing. Next year, or next week, we're going to do steaks. Kind of close it out on a bang.
Mm. How many good. Steaks are you?
Probably like 3 or 4 or 5. And everybody just gets a slice.
A sliver
of steak sometimes is better than a whole steak. That's
a whole
my theory.
Steak,
oh, yeah.
If it's...
I do not agree, but...
Yeah. it depends how good the steak is.
The sliver of steak makes me want more. You know, I eat it, I'm
exactly.
Like, okay, now where's the rest? I need the whole, steak.
Alright, fair enough. Okay.
Alright, well, you know, because we're talking about food, today I brought in some Belgian waffle mix. and a bunch
another
of eggs.
Another picture we'll have.
Yeah.
Are those eggs from your chicken?
I brought in
eggs.
Where
are you going to find
eggs?
Are those store-bought or from your chickens, William?
My chickens have been dead for months. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't know
that. Yeah,
all
sorry.
Of them?
Yeah.
Didn't you have, like, 6?
Yeah, yes. I don't know what happened to them. I think, you know, some owl got them or
maybe
something.
Maybe they learned how to fly better and just flew away.
Yeah.
I don't think they're
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, they're happy somewhere, definitely.
Yeah.
We didn't find their carcasses in the pen.
Oh. Anyway,
William
brought
the
waffles today.
Maybe we'll cut that last part.
No, it's just educational.
And I forgot everything. No, I forgot only the waffle maker. Jack just distracted me. But I have all this stuff and no waffle maker, so...
If you have a waffle maker and you hear this before second period...
On May 10th,
SOS.
Please.
Yeah, May 10th, second hour. D Swaggy's classroom, please.
Yes.
Bring William a waffle maker.
I'm sure there's one of the teachers on.
I'll go
really?
Look around.
I don't think we have as many waffle irons as we do grills around here. You know.
That'd be a shocker.
Maybe a 1-to-1 ratio,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well, any closing thoughts, you guys?
I guess I just want to say thank you for y'all or to y'all.
You're welcome.
Y'all have done such
about
a great
time.
Job with this. Lots of interesting episodes, and you can clearly see, you know, y'all worked hard for this and put a lot of effort in, and people had fun with it. It was a hit this year. So thank you for your contribution to this, your contribution to the school, and I hope you'll have the best last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crazy.
As well. This week, next week, and we're gone.
Yeah, next week is senior week. This is the last
academic week.
Yeah, academic week. I think today might be the last day we're wearing uniforms.
Really?
Or as a whole grade, because Friday people are going to wear college stuff. Thursday we have an AP exam.
Mm.
Ooh, interesting.
Yep.
Wow.
Anyways, y'all, that doesn't affect y'all because this isn't coming out till Monday, so. Jack, did you have any closing thoughts? It's fine if you don't. I'll forgive you.
I just want to say thank you for letting us take over, and
okay.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Good, I'm glad
and
to
I
hear it.
I will miss you guys when you go to college.
Aww.
We'll miss you too, Jack. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Remember to follow the Jarcast on Instagram.
Yes. Just thank you, Lulu, for being my host. You know, we had a wonderful time.
Yeah, we did.
And, Jarcast out! Thank you.